This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast. And may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this night and forevermore. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, precious Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you humbling ourselves underneath thy mighty hand tonight. In the name of Jesus, just a thank you and a praising you for your glory, your mercy, and your love. Just a thank you and a praising you for who you are, that you are God, and besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forth this night in the name of Jesus. As we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit to come on in, like a rushing mighty wind, lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps. Crown my head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Hide me behind Calvary's cross. Mark these lips of clay, precious Father, use me for thy glory. In Jesus' name. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible, amen, I would like you to open up to the book of John, chapter 10, and we'll start with verse 27 through 30. The book of John, chapter 10, verses 27 through 30. My sheep hears my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. This is the word of God. For the people of God, may the Lord have a blessing upon the hearers and the doers of his word. Well, bless God. I thank God for another opportunity, hallelujah, through the use of the internet to be able to bring forth the word of God. Thank God for my wife that's, hallelujah, that's with me in ministry as we uplift the name of Jesus. We just go forward and thank God, believing in 2021 that the ministry will expand itself. Hallelujah. God will open up new doors that no man can shut, close up doors that no man can open. And we thank God for being a voice, crying out, hallelujah, to those all around us, standing on the rooftop, blowing the trumpet of Zion, lifting up that name that's above every other name. And that is the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Just for these next few minutes, pray with us and for us as we bring forth the word tonight. We want to talk about God always finishes what he starts. God always finishes what he starts. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters in Christ, all those in radio land and those that will be listening tonight, and those that will be listening at a later date, the eternal security of the believers in Christ is guaranteed by the person and work of God. Yes, God is true and just and cannot deny himself. So therefore, anyone who has eternal life has it forever. People of God, the security of our salvation as born-again believers in Christ is grounded in the ministry of the Holy Spirit and also in our heart. Bible says in the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 13 and 14, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believe, you are sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the down payment of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. Yet, when God starts, he always finishes. He always finishes what he starts. God has given us his Holy Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee. The Apostle Paul prays for the believer. Here, he said in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 23 through and 24, may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit and soul be kept blameless until the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that have called you, who also will do it. Faithful is he that have called you, who also will do it. So, beloved, God is faithful to sustain and establish us in our relationship with Jesus. God supplies our every need, all the power and whatsoever spiritual resolve is required. Also, here in the book of Philippians, chapter 1, verse 6, here the Apostle Paul says that being confident of this very thing, that he which had believed, which had begun a good work in you, will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. What God always finishes when he starts. You see, my brothers and sisters in Christ, our lives are often filled with loose ends. For example, home improvements, work begin on our part, but some way, somehow, we get distracted and we don't finish it. Also, when we make a plan to write a book, but we don't finish it because of distraction. It is a known fact. It is very disturbing because God always finishes what he starts. Also, for an example, we make promises, but we don't keep them. Intentions begin on our part, but no follow through. But not with God. God begins the work of salvation in all of the children of his in their lives by the Holy Spirit, who opens our heart to receive the gospel of the kingdom in the first place. Here in the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 12, verse 3, the B clause of the verse says that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord, but by the Holy Spirit make stuff dead people up spiritually, up alive, up in Christ, up because, up before Christ. Up we up took upon up ourselves, up the up the nature of sin, up because sin up will take you up farther than you want to go, up and keep you up longer than you want to stay, up but the witness of sin up is there. So after we repent of our sin, and God will quicken our bodies by His Holy Spirit on a spiritual a level. Our eyes became open. The scale of our spiritual eyes was dropped. Believers of Christ, it is God beginning His work in our heart, so that we respond to the grace of God that is given to us in Christ Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. People of God, we are God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. God does His finest work in our changing heart. Yes, God always finishes what He starts. We serve a mighty God, a merciful God. We serve a God that sits high and look low. We serve a God that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. No one that neither slumber nor sleep. Child of God, in our Christian walk with Christ, we will have a good days as well as bad days. But some days are none of our fault because of distraction, because of unseen things that creep up in our lives. And some days are all of our fault because we push God to the side instead of seeking Him early in the morning. Matthew 6:33 says, seek first the kingdom of God and all of His righteousness and everything else shall be added unto us. Seek Him while He may be found. Draw nigh to God and He will draw nigh to you. So we as believers in Christ, we sometimes get offended, and sometimes we offend others. Sometimes we fall to the lure of temptation, and we get tired and very cranky. But thank God that the promise of Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, reminds us, and it's true, and gives us a hope, especially when Satan lies, tries to seduce or shame us. Here in the book of Philippians, chapter 1, verse 6, which says, being confident of this very thing, that He which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. You see this scripture, beloved, it brings hope when you are confronted with your own sins and need it is, except also accompanying the words in our weakness and our pain. It is also an inspiring word when you need a motivation in order to press on in the faith. God always finishes what he starts. So believers in Christ, so we have been commissioned to be representatives of Christ wherever we are. Yes, we have been given the responsibility to share the gospel with others, with our families, our friends, our community, our state, as well as our country, and throughout the world. So people of God, as believers in Christ, we are to be growing in our spiritual life, our Christian life, a little each and every day. This process is called sanctification, set apart for the master's use. Spiritual growth continues in the committed and connected believers of Christ until the day when Jesus Christ returns to the earth. When God redeeming and renewing a work will reach its climax on that day. When God will fulfill and will bring to completion the good work that he started in you as a child of his. What a blessing to know that God is the one who starts and who started it. And he is the one who will complete the work. Remember that salvation is God's work, not yours or mine. God's word, God's work is a good work. And it is a sure word in the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verses 12 through 16. The word of God says, wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as only in my presence, but now much in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without grumbling and disputing, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the child, the children of God, without fault, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world, holy fast the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, nor labor in vain. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, God always finishes what he starts. So, believer of Christ, God, who starts the good work in you, will finish it as believers in Christ. So, God has not brought you and I this far to let the accuser of the brethren, the devil, throw us under the bus now or ever or never. God knows better than anyone that in our life the best is yet to come, and that the greatest things in our life are still in the making. Not that in itself is good news, but that in itself is not fake news. And God is merciful. And God is full of mercy and grace and love. And yes, God is the one that has begun a good work in you and will perform it and bring it to completion until the day of Jesus and Christ. Child of God, the moment that you became a child of God, the moment that you gave your life to Christ, you became a work in progress. So be assured of this, believer in Christ. There is not enough demons in hell or ruin lines on this earth that can keep God's purpose and plan for your life from being fulfilled. Yes, believers of Christ, remember what the God word said again.
I hear you talking about what Jesus did for you. Spread your gospel, but is it the truth? Judging people high and low out of self-righteousness. Jesus said, don't judge no one when your stuff is a mess. Live for real. There's a change in your life, you need to live for real. Live it for real. Live for real. Live it for real. If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real. Live it for real. You're always on the phone with other itchy ears, telling folks business while yours is in the clear. My God, he sits high and he looks low. You'll see more blessings when you hang up the phone. Live for real.
Live for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real. Live it for real. Live for real.
Live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
Changing you. life, you need to live it for real.
Live it for real.
Must line up, our video must line up with our audio. We don't want to be no counterfeit for the Lord. No, we want to be real, real soldiers for the kingdom of God, for God to get the glory in our lives, to live a life that is edifying for the glory of God. Again, tonight, we are thankful and grateful. We are talking about God always finishes what he starts in a believer's life. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we are living in times where we have to take a stand and be real for the Lord. We are living in a time that is really, really difficult, that is really filled with sin all around us. But I stop by tonight to give you an encouraging word. That as a believer in Christ, greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. Yes, sure, there is all type of, every time we look around us, there's things that are taking place in a negative way. There's trouble in the White House, in our house, in the church house. But I know a God that sits high. And look low. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We may, even during this pandemic, we may think that God has forgotten about us. But I stop by to encourage you that even the pandemic has an expiration date. We don't know when. Only God knows when. But I believe that there's brighter days ahead. I believe if you put your hand in the master's hand, then all things will be all right. Romans 8:28 says, but we know that all things work together for good for them that love the Lord and is called according to his purpose. So if you call of God and you love him here tonight, we are still immune to what's going on all around us. But God promised that he'll never leave us nor forsake us. And that in itself is good to know. When we get a little bit low in our spirit, when encouragement tries to overwhelm us, when worry tries to bring us down and try to set fear in our heart, we can look up. Because our Redeemer draweth nigh. Yes, my brothers and sisters, God promised. Oh, yes, he did. He's with us through thick and thin. He's with us. You remember the story of three Hebrew boys that was placed in the fire furnace. The king looked in and he said, how many did we put in there? They said three. He said, I see four. Hallelujah. But we know that God, he was with Daniel in the lion's den. He was with the three Hebrew boys in the fire furnace. Even in this pandemic, God is with us. Oh, yes, he is. Because he's not a man that he should lie, or the son of man that he should repent. God is almighty. He's faithful. Faithful to himself. Even when we are not faithful, God is still faithful. Faithful to himself and faithful to his word. Matter of fact, he looks over his word to perform it. He goes to and fro. Hallelujah. So we serve him right now, God. God that's willing and able to meet our each and every need. I just want to thank God for all those that are listening tonight. I pray that this word will bring encouragement to your soul, just to prick your heart and give you encouragement to go on further in the things of God. So again, tonight we are talking about God always finishes what he starts in our lives. Here again, God who starts the good work in you as a child of his will finish it. As believers in Christ, God has not brought us this far to let the accuser of the brethren, the devil, Satan, he's the accuser of the brethren, to throw us underneath the bus now or ever. God knows us better than anyone, that it is our life. The best is yet to come. And that in itself is the greatest thing in your life and are still in the making. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, God has begun a good work in you, and he will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. So, child of God, the moment you became a child of his, a believer in Christ, you became a work in progress. So be assured of this, believer in Christ, there is not enough demons in hell or Romans on this earth can keep God's purpose and plan for your life from becoming fulfilled. Here in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 37 through 39, the word says, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor power, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. So, believer of Christ, child of God, no matter what you may, no matter what may come against you, God, through his Son, Jesus Christ, and in his love for you, has already made you conqueror over it. You see, God has too much invested in his children, in you and I, as born-again believers, to give up on us right now. God, even in 2021, he knows better than anyone in our lives. He knows what's best. Yes, God, who begun a good work in you will be faithful to complete it. Here in the book of John, chapter 4, verse 34, Jesus said unto them, talking about his disciples, he said, my food is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. Jesus is our set example. He's the author and finisher of our faith. We must work while it is day, for night cometh where no man can work. God always finishes what he starts. You see, our God, he always finishes what he starts in us. Yes, what he finished in other people's lives, what he finished in the completion of his word, the Bible, biblical instruction before leaving earth. and he is no respecter of person. He will finish in your life, in my life as well. So people of God, God will finish his work because he sees the end until the day of Jesus Christ. So as believers in Christ, we only, as believers in Christ, only God knows the day when Christ will come back to reign over this earth. So God is working on a clock, on his time. He knows when his work will come to an end. And on that day, there will be no last minute touch-ups. We will be perfected and ready to worship Jesus for eternity, to worship God, worship Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. God always finishes what he starts. There's nothing he'll leave undone. Bible says again in the book of Philippians, chapter 1, verse 6, be confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it, will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. So people of God, believer in Christ, everything God allows and orchestrates in our lives, he has that goal in mind to complete it, to complete the good work in us. So we, beloved, God, remember that God has a plan, both internally and externally. God is working in you and through you in what he envisions for you before the world began. Beloved, God is the only one we can have our full confidence and assurance in. The book of Psalms, chapter 20, verse 7 says, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord, our God. Yes, God, he will always finish what he starts. God is the only absolute superior one that is trustworthy. You see, as we experience in these last few months, our governors are not trustworthy because in reality, they are in it for themselves to make their pockets fat with financial gain. Yes, beloved, when we are confident of something, then we will put our trust in what we are confident in. You see, God, our God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the one who created us, the one that made the universe, he is determined to do a good work in us. So we are the focus of God's work. Bible says in the book of Romans, 8, verse 28 and 29, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestine to be conformed to the image of his son, and he might, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. God always finishes what he starts. The good work that God has determined is to reproduce Christ in us as followers of his. as followers of Christ. You see, the work of reproducing Christ in us, again, is called sanctification. People of God, in spite of everything that is going on all around us, we are still the focus of God's attention, of God's direction, and his energy. Yes, believers in Christ, put away far from your mind and your heart all doubt and fear. Those things are not of God. Bible says in 2 Timothy 1 and 7, for God hasn't given us the spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind. Excuse me. So we, as believers of Christ, let us make up our minds to stand on God's truth and live by faith. Remember, faith is, according to Hebrews 11 and 1, and now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. As we go down a little further, in Hebrews 11 and 6, it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. And them that come to God must believe that he is who he says he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So believe and be very excited about what God is doing, and he will continue to do in your life, in my life, and the life of the church as a whole. God will finish what he has started in you. But you, on the other hand, must remember that God is the only one working in you. It's not your project. It's not for you to get all out of character, all out of shape. No, God is the one that is working in you, because you cannot reproduce what only God can give. So only God, through his Holy Spirit, can produce love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control in your life. Yes, believers in Christ, God does not see when he looks at you as his child, because God is looking at your heart. He is God of the heart. God don't look at us as man does. Man looks at the outer part, the outside. God looks in the heart. So, beloved, if you are a fully committed Christian, when God sees you, he sees a heart that has been covered by his Son, Jesus Christ's blood, and he is seeing a person who is living for him. So it is our responsibility as a child of his to keep growing on a spiritual level, never to stop growing spiritually. So remember this always, that God never leaves a project forever undone or unfinished. God does not walk away. He is doing. He doesn't quit on us as we quit on him. No, God is our Father. God is a finisher. He achieves what he set out to achieve. God fulfills his promises and he answers prayers. God always finishes what he started. Here in the book of Hebrews chapter 13 verse 21. It says, now the God of peace equip you in every good thing to do his will, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. God always finishes what he starts. Believer in Christ, you can rejoice knowing this. That is, that it is God at work in you. God never gives up. Once he starts, he will carry it. He will carry it on until completion. God is always putting the finishing touch on the work he starts. We can know this, that God uses every good and bad day to continue putting the finishing touch on our lives. Yes, my brothers, my sisters in Christ, our God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he's always chipping away self-reliance and self-centeredness out of our lives and making us more like Jesus. He's taking us from faith to faith, from glory to glory. You see, God is very patient with us. Truly he is. He has forgiven us of our sins. He is faithful and have never lived. And never leaving us to figure out how to live a holy life. Yes, people of God, before a person gets saved, God works on you. After you are saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, God works in you. And after he works in you, he works through you. So when a person gets saved, God deposits all of heaven's resources into us. Remember this always, that God has an agenda and he will stick to it, to his agenda. He will not be blown off course for any reason, because God never does anything halfway. No, he brings it to completion. We know in the book of Genesis when it says that the earth was void and without form, God spoke and said, let there be light, and light appeared. He worked it. Hallelujah. But on the seventh day, he rests. He looked around. The stars was in the skies. The moon, the sun, and the planets was in orbit in proper position. God seen what he did was good. He seen his creation. He's always working. He never slumber, nor sleep. That's the type of God that we serve, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I am. Again, my brothers and sisters in Christ, the eternal security of the believers in Christ is guaranteed by the person and work of God. God is true, and he's just, and he cannot deny himself. So therefore, anyone who has eternal life has it forever. Yes, people of God, the security of our salvation is grounded in the ministry of the Holy Spirit in our hearts. Remember what Jesus said in the book of John, chapter 10, verse 27 through 30. My sheep hears my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life. And they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all. And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. God always finishes what he starts. There may be one, or there may be some underneath the sound of my voice that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. But this is a time to be real with God. This is a time to come back to him. This is a time to make sure that your house is in order. This is a time to be real with God. You might have been faking to try to make it, but this is a time to be real. Look deep within and see where you are in life. In 2021, God has extended grace, mercy, and love upon your life, my life, and others. This is a time to be real. This is a time to consider that if your name was called and your number would be pulled, would you be ready to meet the Maker, to meet your Maker? Would you be ready to meet the one that created you, the one that knows you better than you know yourself? Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, this is not playing time. This is realness. This is time to get real with yourself and get real with God. The Bible says in Romans 10, verse 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Once you come to that place of realizing that you're a sinner, of realizing you need help on a spiritual level, then you are a candidate that is, you are a suitable candidate that is ready to give their life to Christ. Yes, the Bible says, after you repent of your sin, Romans 10, verse 9 and 10, saying you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, for with your heart you believe on the righteousness, and with your mouth confession is made unto salvation. If that's you tonight, and you gave your life to Christ, let me be the first one to rejoice with you and welcome you in the kingdom of God. Thank God for his grace and his mercy that he extended upon us. For one day Jesus is coming back. He's coming back for a church without spot, limits, or wrinkle. He's coming back for prepared people to take them to a prepared place. The Bible says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house, I'm many mansions, whereas my son would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, you may be also. Hallelujah. God is good and worthy to be praised, all glory, all honor belongs to him. From this night forward, in the name of Jesus, we are grateful and we are thankful. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. If for any reason you would like to contact us, you can contact us at P.O. Box. Thank you, Jesus. You can contact us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, you can contact us at Busting Loose in Faith Ministries, P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. God bless you. God keep you is our prayer. Have a blessed night and a safe, blessed, awesome weekend. Until Jesus tarry, God's willing, this Tuesday, pray for us as we pray for you. God bless. Amen.